You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima coming to you today to open up the playbook. And Lauren and I were reading this article about Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello and their divorce. And what precipitated that divorce, Sofia Vergara is shedding some light on that. And it had to do with something that we've actually discussed before, and we've discussed in our marriage. We discussed before our marriage, and that is having children. That seems to be the impetus for this divorce, LZ. And the interesting thing about this, or something I found interesting, is it wasn't kind of maybe the typical trope here. That is, the woman wanted to have babies, the guy didn't, and it didn't work out. It was actually the exact opposite. Joe Manganiello is younger than Sofia Vergara, and he wants to have kids, and she is done with that part of her life. And that is what they have decided to break up about.
Yeah, I think it was really surprising to people. Vergara, who is now 51, said that she and Manganiello, who is 47, were not on the same page about expanding their family. She says, quote, "My marriage broke up because my husband was younger. He wanted to have kids, and I didn't want to be an old mom. I feel it's not fair to the baby. I respect whoever does it, but that's not for me anymore. I had a son at 19 who is now 32. I'm ready to be a grandmother, not a mother. So if love comes along, he has to come along with his own children." So yeah, that totally caught our eye because I agree. First of all, it's a little different. Usually I feel like, and I don't have data on this, but I'm sitting here married to a guy who's older than me. I think a lot of the time it's an older guy and a younger woman in relationships. And then this question of will we have kids comes up. But a lot of people I'm seeing in the comments coming for her saying, why didn't you guys talk about this before you got married? I don't know whether they did or not, but for the sake of this playbook, I kind of want to put that conversation aside.
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about it before, and there are obvious things. Like, if they didn't talk about it before they got married,
yeah, you and I
of
said
course you should have.
You and I said the same thing. My guess is they did talk about this to a certain degree.
Adults who got married, well, I mean, they were married about 7 years, so they were both in their 40s when they got married. So these are adults. Mm-hmm. It's not their first time around in a relationship. My guess is they knew what they needed to talk about. And if anybody needs a refresher from what we dictate as the overlords of relationships, you got to talk about, do you want to have kids? Where do you want to live? Where do you see your life going? These big picture topics and plans and goals and dreams should, of course, be discussed before you get married. And hopefully you're on the same page. Now, what I do think they maybe got into the weeds on here is either somebody hoping another person would change their mind and maybe they weren't honest about what they wanted, or somebody did change their mind. Maybe before they got married, Joe said, no, I don't want to have kids. And maybe he got older and he changed his mind. And that, I think, is a much more complicated situation.
Right. And it happens quite a lot. Lauren and I, and the reason we really wanted to dive into this today is just that. We have people in our life, several actually now, that have had this exact issue. And it is one of two things. It's one, the person
that supposedly had the conversation pre-marriage wasn't 100% honest with their emotions and feelings. And what I mean by that is they're like, oh, yeah. And they kind of just want to get married, or they want to just move the pond to the next space. And so they give in a little bit, but deep down, they really don't mean what they're saying. And they come to realize that. Or secondly, we all change. We all have the ability to, who knows what Joe Manganiello did. Maybe he was hanging around his buddies who just had a kid. And he's like, man, that fire is still burning in my life. And you know what? I do want to have a baby. And he doesn't make him a liar, doesn't make him a bad guy. It's just he's had a change of heart. My guess, that's probably what happened in all of this. And the interesting thing is Sophia stood by her guns and said, no, that's not where I'm going in my life. That is not happiness for me. It's not how I'm going to be a good wife. It's not how I'm going to be a good mother. And I say to that, good on you, Sophia Vergara. Good for you to understand yourself and go against something that's probably not very popular. And that is a woman saying, I'm not going to be a mom. I get that.
Well, not a mom again. She has
right, not a mom again. And so good for you for maybe taking a little heat on this, maybe a little backlash. I don't know what the world will say about it, but I'm really proud of her for being a mom is hard. Being a parent is hard. It takes everything to be even an average parent, much less a great one. So if you know you don't have that in you, don't subject a child to that. I respect her decision very much.
I think we're dealing with one of the hardest what ifs of a relationship, right? Because kids are probably the biggest discussion you have with somebody.
I would say financials and children are the top two, right?
Yeah, but are we going to get married and spend our lives together? And I'll be honest, this is something that still, and I love you and I'm glad we're married and I do feel like I have a partner I can get through anything with, but you and I have talked about this before. The what if, the will we change thing scares me, and I don't know that I have an answer to it. Maybe you have an answer and you're about to tell me right now because you're older and wiser, but like I look, for example, at the death of my dad. That experience changed me as a person.
Yeah.
People who knew me in college, my dad died towards the end of me being in college. Like somebody could come out tomorrow and be like, oh, I knew Lauren when she was a sophomore. And I would say, I'm really different than how you knew me.
She was footloose and fancy free and a lot like a care in the world.
Well, I was probably brattier. I was probably more self-absorbed. Like it completely changed my perspective on the world. Of course, it didn't fully change everything about me, but I bring that up because life is going to throw stuff at us and we are all going to have experiences. An accident, an illness, anything, a job lost that will change us. So how do you enter marriage and say, like, I don't know, maybe the answer is that you don't say we are together no matter what, because like you're applauding Sophia Vergara on, hey, she said, I'm sorry, we have to get divorced.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh Flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I should have prefaced this whole thing by saying this is heartbreaking. This sucks. It really sucks. I'm going to assume that they had a lovely marriage and that they love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of something lovely dissolving because of this, that sucks. I hate this for both of them.
Yeah.
I fully feel Joe Manganiello, because I was in his shoes where I wanted to have kids and I did. And so I would have hated if my, you know, first wife, if we had gotten married and we were young and you assume that, hey, we're going to be young and have kids. And if she said no, that would have broken my heart and it would have driven me to break up. And so I respect them both. I said Sophia, but I also really respect Joe for standing by his guns and saying, no, this is something that really means a lot to me. I want to have children and I'm 47. I can't waste the rest of my life, you know, doing that. So good on both of them. I really respect it, but it just, my heart aches for them because they seemed, I don't know them. I saw them. I interviewed both of them. They're lovely. And so you think, oh, there's this lovely couple who have love in their lives and everything other than this could have been great. And it sucks that that's what drove the wedge. And so while I respect it, it really is heartbreaking that this is what they have to walk away from. They're walking away from love.
Right.
Because they both want different things.
So much easier when someone is an a-hole and you can walk away.
Totally. You can sleep better because, it would be like you and I right now. If there was just something like that drove a wedge between us.
We know couples, as we were saying.
Yeah.
I can think of, just off the top of my head, 4 or 5 couples we know who have had this issue.
Are going through it right now.
I know, I'm thinking of one couple. And the woman in that couple, it was the same. She did not want to have kids. And they got married. They'd had these discussions. And then like their late 30s hit and the husband says, I think I've changed my mind. I want to have kids. Now, in that case, she, whatever you want to call it, gave in.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously this woman loves her children and she is a great mom and loves her children passionately. But she's honest about being like, you know, this isn't really something I wanted to do. And this isn't necessarily the way I saw my life going. And I think there's a scary frustration, maybe resentment that can build in the marriage.
Because what happens often and what has particularly happened in some of these cases is they had kids. The husband is very successful. He is traveling. He's working. He's going. So the mom, especially when they're younger, not only did she really not see this life, but now she's a stay-at-home mom, or mm-hmm. she's really having to dive in with the kids, whereas the dad's kind of out doing his thing. That creates resentment. It creates a lot of problems.
I think maybe the reason Sophia was able mm-hmm. to walk away, and I'm not saying these friends of ours we know should get divorced, but she was already a mom. She knew the reality of parenting. Yeah. And gosh, that's scary too. If nobody's had kids and then one person decides and then the other person's, what you're faced with is, does somebody kind of give in
mm-hmm.
or do you walk away from each other? We know another couple right now where, I have a friend who's changed her mind. In this case, the woman, and she didn't think she wants to have kids. And now she does think she wants to have kids. And her husband are dealing with, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And they don't have an answer.
Well, that's the problem is there is no easy answer. I went into dating you, and I was very clear with everyone I dated for the 10 or 11 years post my divorce. Like, I have two wonderful children. They are healthy. God, you know, knock on wood, God bless. And I've gotten them to a stage in life that we're empty nesters. It's like the thought of starting over, that's not for me. I know there's plenty of people my age. Joe Manganiello is not too far off from where.
I think he's 47.
He's 47. Mm-hmm. That's not the craziest thing in the world to have kids at 47 and even, you know, Sophia at 51 or 52. So I'm not begrudging that at all. That's just me. That's where I am. I was very sure that's not something I wanted to do. And it would have been a deal breaker if you had come into our relationship, even while we were falling in love. But we had those conversations early. You're like, babe, I'm just telling you, I want to have kids. I'd be like, that's just not in the cards for me. And I don't want you to resent me. That would have been horrible.
I think what we're learning in this moment in real time, deal breakers are never not deal breakers. They are deal breakers before you get into the relationship in the beginning, in the early dating stages. They are deal breakers when you're discussing, are we going to get married? And those deal breakers remain after you get married.
They should anyway. And that's this is where I say, when I say I respected Sophia, you bring up the great point of, I respect that the deal breaker that she probably established before the marriage is still one now. And she's not just giving in, because I have seen that. And that's where you run into trouble. And that's where we see our friends running into trouble.
I think when you start to sacrifice, and look, it's hard because again, we're saying people can change. Someone might not want to be a parent and then have kids and they totally change, and having the kid totally changes them. But I do think there's something critical when you're in a relationship about maintaining your own like standards, your morals for yourself, your standards for yourself, what you want. Because if you lose sight of that goalpost and if you lose sight of yourself, you're not going to be a good partner in a relationship anyway, and the relationship is going to dissolve anyway. Like, you have to maintain that or nobody's happy.
And you have to give so much of yourself to be a parent. You have to be so selfless. You have to be, and that's one thing I was like, I realize I'm at the point in my life where I'm kind of ready to be a little more selfish again. A career, working again, so many other traveling, and just, I'm at a different stage than where I was when I wanted to be the AYSO soccer coach. I wanted.
What is AYSO?
It's the kind of governing. It's the all
youth soccer.
No,
open.
It's youth.
I took a shot.
It's like the, you know,
soccer.
Anyway, it's what kids soccer is. Yeah.
Organization.
But I was I coached Josh and Taylor and everything. I was at everything. I did Mommy and Me. I changed the diapers.
You did Mommy and Me?
I did.
Did you go with your ex, or were you there solo?
I often did it solo. And we should do a pod, well, because sometimes we had two kids. And
like you guys were alternating going to the classes.
Yeah, and so we should talk about that, because the way, I would love to do a playbook on how dads are looked upon as opposed to moms.
Were you the only dad in the room?
Often.
Really?
Often.
It's just like when we go to Pilates, I always tell them, honey, there's usually one guy in the class, and today it's probably going to be you.
Treated like maybe the biggest idiot that had fallen off a turnip truck.
Give me an example.
I mean, it's like they spoon feed you of like, oh, like.
They're like, this is the butt of
the baby. You're a man, so clearly you have no idea what you're doing parenting this child. We will, you know, so dad, they would, you know, that's what they always say. It's like, all right, kids, da, da, da. Okay, dad, you know, these are the instructions for you, you idiot. And it's like really demeaning. It's really demeaning. It's like, you just want to be looked upon like the same, right? Equal. But you're not. You're definitely treated differently as a dad. They just assume you have no idea. They assume this is the first time you've seen your child, and it's the first time you've ever interacted with other human beings.
Did that continue as you became a single dad? You had more and more of those experiences. Did you encounter that a lot? If you were alone with the kids, it's something people thought, this guy's...
For sure. They just assume parent-teacher conferences, all these things. They spoon feed you. They start talking in this elementary level to like stoop down to your level. They're like, I'm good. I'm up to date on what my kids are up to. I'm present in their lives.
Interesting.
But they just... And look, maybe it's a safe assumption. And, you know, I'm sure that is the option, you know, the typical thing back in the day, but it was something that really struck me, and I took offense to it a lot, and I just kind of had to swallow it of like, okay, treat me like an idiot. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My question for you, there is the change of heart, but then what about the changer? Like the person that goes, you know what? I really do want kids. I'm going to just wear him down. I can get to him or her. Ooh. Eventually, I can just bend their will. He'll come around or she'll come around. Your thoughts on that person? Because that to me is very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Again, builds resentment. Mm-hmm. Not going to end well. I think when you start manipulating, I mean, look, we can all laugh about the way we manipulate our partners. We're going to do it a little bit. But when you're talking about manipulating their moral fabric, their character, their dreams, the fabric of who they are, they're going to resent you and you're going to resent yourself later. And it's only going to tear away at the relationship.
Yeah. What's not fair is, let's just assume it's the guy. So, you know, the woman definitely wants to break him down and she's thinking, I'm going to marry him and then he'll change. Well, the guy thinks they have this understanding. This person thinks, I've hit the mother load. I love this woman. We're on the same page. We're going to be traveling. We're going to be footloose and fancy free. And all along, she's on this countdown to, I got 5 to 7 years to break his will. That's a very dangerous thing because you're not on the same page anymore. You're living separate lives. You're living a separate love life. And it's a recipe for disaster.
So as a man, give me advice on this, because I think rhetoric women get a lot is men mature slower than women. Mm-hmm. He just needs some time to grow up. He's still a boy, not a man. Give him some time. He's going to grow out of this. And so I think women say yes in relationships a lot. I know I have in the past. Yeah. Because like in your 20s, you're thinking, oh, he's just got to grow up a little bit. And like, I'm more mature than he is and he just needs time to get there. But his core is good and he's going to get there. Yeah. Is that a fantasy we should not be buying into?
I mean, no. I mean, I'm just going to come out and say it. No, because if you're in Vegas, you're rolling the dice. You're hoping that this guy who loves fantasy football, loves video games, and loves drinking beer, whatever. Is that ever going to change? Yeah. I mean, we all evolve. We become different. But at the same time, I would say, no, have those conversations. If he's not even remotely open to it, like, no, babe, I'm never going to have kids. I don't ever want to do that. I'm a big believer of believe people when they say it. Like, when they're making it easy for you and they're actually saying the quiet part out loud, believe them. Do we evolve and do we all change as men and women? Of course. And it can go the opposite direction where you were gung-ho about having kids and all of a sudden you don't want to.
Yeah.
We all have to have the grace where we can change here.
You just hit on something so brilliant though, which is when you're analyzing your relationship, you cannot bet on like what you hope coming true.
Yeah.
You can't take that gamble. That is really, really brilliant because you're like, oh, well, hopefully he'll grow out of it. But you can't bet your life and your future on that hope. I mean, I had a guy say to me once, well, yeah, I think like when I have a kid, I'll get it together. That'll help me get it together.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, well, that's a pretty big gamble to take.
Right.
You're going to bring a person into the world and hope that person makes you better. And then what? You know, say I'm the mom in this scenario and then I'm at baseball practice and I'm like, oh, yeah, honey, dad's not here today because he said he was going to get his crap together when you came into the world, but he didn't.
Yeah, he's not quite there yet.
Yeah, he's at home with the video games. So,
and look,
yeah, it's a big, you can't take that risk.
As you and I have learned, and even in the short time we've been married, life throws enough stuff at you that you have to deal with, that listening and knowing what's coming, where someone has said out loud, I don't want this, I'm not going to change, you're going to have to deal with that and everything else life throws at you. In the best of circumstances, when you have a great partner like I do, I hope you do too, a true teammate who's going to go through the ups, the downs, people dying, people sick, the craziest of things, that life is hard as it is trying to go through it with your partner, much less you're trying to bend their will. You're trying to change them. You're hoping they grow up. You're not going to be able to do all those things. It will lead to sadness, resentment, and ultimately, hopefully, you're going to walk away because you're not, we all have one life. And
it's really getting deep now. We all have one life.
No, but it's like life is short, but it's equally long. And so to waste your days trying to change somebody only to hit your head against a wall 10 years later and realize you just wasted a decade of your life.
Well, one thing I go back to is, I believe we should all help our partners grow. I don't think we should help our partners change. Like, I don't think, I've said to people a lot, you can't get somebody to ground zero. Someone has to arrive to you.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to need to work on the relationship. You're going to need to work on things like your communication and how you do life together. So you can't like fix that person. That person has to come to you pretty well okay. And again, that doesn't mean you're not going to uncover some stuff, but certainly look at someone and maybe what we tell ourselves is, okay, can I grow with this person? Mm-hmm. Can I see them evolving well? And can I help them on that journey? Not, okay, this person has like six things they need to change on. That's a dangerous place to start from. And now I got to ask the big question though, which is, okay, we've talked, maybe kids are always a deal breaker. And if someone changes their mind, look, you and I are both divorced. Maybe we're saying, you just did. You applauded Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello on splitting up.
Go live your life.
What are other forever deal breakers that might mean your marriage isn't forever? That might be a deal breaker down the road, just like they were a deal breaker when you talked about it before you ever walked down the aisle.
You know what's funny is, and I'm racking my brain, I can't think of anything else so life-altering like kids. You know, it's like finances. Finances are something that will cause divorce, and it's something you need to discuss and be on the same page. I think you have to have that economic, you know, equilibrium as you come into a relationship and understand each other. But like, if you start spending crazily now, could it lead to a divorce? Sure. But adding kids, you're adding a human
kids
being.
Kids is an irreversible decision.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
So many other things can change of like, oh, we can figure out the credit card thing. We can figure out.
Right. If you find out your partner gets in a ton of debt, you're like, okay, you made a mistake. Like, are they sorry? Are they wanting it to be, let's work through it together. kid, you have a kid, the kid is here, yeah, and you're not going back.
Once you're married, I'm not sure anything is bigger than that. I think that is apex mountain on this. And, you know, I think as we kind of wrap this whole thing up, going back to the Joe and Sophia of it all, I guess my advice and takeaway after listening to you and talking this out is, even if you are married, be honest and have that conversation. Whether you had it before or not, I think circle back and have that conversation again. Are we still on the same page? And be honest with me. Is this something you really are in the back of your mind hoping I will change? And if you are the man or the woman that wants to be the changer, come clean and say, you know what, babe? This might shake this whole snow globe up. And I'm not saying we need to break up, but I honestly am quietly hoping that we are going to have a baby someday. Be honest. Like, it's not fair keeping your person, the other person, in jail and in the dark on that.
Not fair to you or to them. I mean, you're both going to suffer. I think you're so right, because we joke all the time about how marriage is a contract and it's the only contract that you don't revisit. You renegotiate every job. You refinance your house, but you got to revisit.
And the truth is you can. I mean, we sit here as divorced people. The truth is you can have those conversations. And by the way, it's not always going to lead to divorce. I'm not saying that. It's just sometimes it will lead to the opposite of that. It will build you and make you stronger. It's like, oh, we are still on the same page. Like, you and I still check in with each other of like little things, even like,
do we want to get a dog?
Yeah. And the answer is still no. No, we're not.
Maybe one day.
We literally just had that conversation. But you checked in with me the other day about like something, it's not big, but you're like, you still want to travel? Like, do you still want to do the things we were talking about doing? And I said, you know, and we made sure that we're still on the same page.
Yeah.
Even from little things on up to having kids. I think, look, I'm not saying marriage is dispensable and all that. I'm not messing with the sanctity of marriage. It is important to me and it's holy to me, but it is something that can change, and it shouldn't, it's not so sanctimonious that you need to ruin the rest of your life.
Right. And I think we got to have some grace for people on that, because I guarantee you, anybody you talk to, they can come up with a reason why it would be okay to end a marriage. Yeah. I mean, down to the simple thing of like, you know, if you're in an abusive situation and everybody has a reason that they're like, okay, so let's keep talking, respect each other's reasons. And yes, we are sitting here today applauding Joe Manganiello and Sophia Vergara on splitting up, and we wish them both the best.
Just like we're doing here, have those conversations and don't be afraid to be honest. Just like we're honest with you when we get a chance to talk. And we always love it, and we will do it again next time because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever, and make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.